Shannon, it's your turn. You brought in something.
I want to talk about noxious weeds.
All right.
My mom, who's just a saint, she's the clipper of articles many times that are interesting. Never thought of this before. Our vehicles inadvertently aid in the noxious weed dispersal?
I suppose they do.
And this is from Bozeman, Montana. This came out of the Farm Forum. Noxious weeds are often found growing along roads and trails, and vehicles have long been suspected of picking up weed seeds and dispersing them to new locations.
I can tell you, I pull tons of them out of vehicles, no matter where they're coming from.
And in the Montana State University Extension publication describes field studies conducted by the university's Weed Ecology and Management Group that showed that the extent to which vehicles pick up and disperse seeds.
That makes perfect sense.
And what they talked about was three separate field studies. And in the first study, ATVs collected a large number of seeds in both spring and fall when driven on and off trail. They were talking about ATV usage, a lot of the ranchers and farmers and recreationalists that use them. And not surprisingly, ATVs picked up more seeds when driven off trail than on trail. That seems obvious. In the fall, up to 5,500 seeds per mile were picked up off trail compared to about 400 seeds per mile when they stayed on trail.
Mm-hmm.
Who counted these?
A college student.
Intern? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do today?
That would be
count seeds.
Yep.
How many we got to count?
We're going to drive a four-wheeler down a mile of road.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to stop.
We're going to stop and count the seeds. Oh.
That is interesting, though. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Are we going to have to stop at the border from now on? And
well, they talk now about when you go to the lakes and the washing the boats
huge.
Is a huge thing. Russ, mm-hmm. You're around the lakes.
Yeah, you can get a severe fine for that. If you pull your boat out of the lake and you don't drain and clean and make sure that you are not transporting, the zebra mussels are bad. And anything, you do not want to take something from one lake to another because you can destroy the ecology system of that lake.
Firewood, if you're traveling, any place you go in usually says, please do not bring firewood, or you're forbidden from bringing firewood in. Firewood in.
You can get, there are some places that you can get really nailed hard for that too, because you don't want to carry, how would you feel if you load up your car and you head out to Yellowstone National Park or something, and you've got your car full of firewood because you want to save a few bucks, and you carry pine beetles or emerald ash borer or something like that into the park, and you are responsible single-handedly for destroying a whole forest.
You know, someone did. Yeah. I mean, I don't know when, but yeah. You think about that. It's someone's fault. Isn't that weird?
It can happen. They transport, so it's important.
And that's what they talk about in this article, is how important the cleaning of your vehicle is and different things. And interesting to me, they also talked about that they found that vehicles driven in wet conditions kept more seeds than vehicles in dry conditions.
I suppose
they attached
on
to
there.
It, and they showed that 99% of the seeds stayed attached to a truck after traveling 160 miles under dry condition. But seed retention was much lower under wet conditions, where seed retention varied from 0 to 60%, depending on the seed, where it was attached to the vehicle and whether the road was paved or unpaved. But you can research and see this whole study by going to MSU Extension. That's MSUExtension.org.
Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the Under the Hood.